Good morning, everybody. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Oh, it is 10:03 a.m. here in semi-sunny Oceanside, California. And it is today, Monday, May 20th. Oh my gosh. I almost got the date wrong. Yes, May 20th, 2024. We are nearly halfway through with the year. How about that, people? But I want to welcome you in to my show, and I'm happy you're all here with me. I think we have a couple of new listeners today. So I want to welcome them as well as all of you in. And I also want to welcome you into my Facebook chat. Pardon me, one second. Just the requisite 1-2 frog in my throat, naturally. As usual. So in order to go to the Facebook chat, you go to 12radio.com. And once you do that, like I'm doing it right now, 12radio, that will bring you to a black background page with some options on the left side. And one of them is chat. So hit chat while I adjust my microphone so you guys can hear me better. And once you hit chat, that will take you over to the actual Facebook page. And the actual Facebook page, once you scroll down, you'll see my banner. And if you've never been in the group before, you just have to join the group and Jay will let you in. Jay, my wonderful producer, who is extremely helpful, and he will be happy to let you in. So just join the group and then you will scroll down the page and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And me, my smiling face, my crazy blonde hair. And you'll see other people chatting away in the comments, such as Quelly. Hey, Quelly. She says, Grand Rising, Lori. Grand Rising, you too, Quelly. And thank you, Jay, for letting everyone know that I was coming. I was running a few minutes late. Which is not unusual for me. I think it's kind of how I do life most of the time. They say how you do one thing is how you do everything. I don't know if I agree with that entirely, but it does seem to be true in the case of me being like a couple minutes late for everything. But I try my best, but we do what we can. Okay. And Renee is here. Hey, Renee. I love your little waving lady gif. Those are cute. I like those too. And Shell is here. Shell, you're funny. She goes, Lori, be my love Sherpa. Learning to love myself. If I can get my mouth to work, it'll help. Learning to love myself more, as well as hungry for my man to show up and find me. That does sound hungry, but in a very yummy way. So she continues, ready or close to being ready to having someone in my life. I'm open to a card if you are pulling them. Yes, I'm definitely pulling cards. I would be happy to do that for you, Shell. And if anybody else would like a card pull, I can do a little reading for you. And we can see what the cards have in store for you and your life. And just so you know, I am a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, ready and willing to answer any and all of your questions as best I possibly can. The University of Santa Monica has trained me well, and I am happy to be able to say that. So, yes, I will definitely pull a card for you, Shell. We'll do that in just a moment. She also says, super excited about whatever you are teaching today. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm always happy to be with all of you. as you learn, I learn. And there's been the last couple of days have been some good teaching moments for me. We all encounter resistance now and then to different things. And I like to remember that any resistance that I might feel is just an opportunity for me to learn something. So that's kind of where I like to, that's the place I like to bring myself back to whenever I get, triggered by something or, feeling some type of way about something that perhaps I would rather not be dealing with. So let's see who else is in the chat. Morianna. Hey, Morianna. She says, hi, Lori. Hey, Morianna. Okay, let's go pull Shell's card about her love life. So as you know, these cards are kind of random, and I did get a new deck. I got the Mother Peace deck that I was talking about in a show a few months ago, I think it was. So I'm going to walk across the room and I'm going to grab my deck from over here. Okay, I am back. Here is my deck, my new deck. And these cards are so cool. First of all, they're really slippery and they are round, which is very different. So I haven't shuffled them yet, so it'll be interesting to see how they feel when they're being shuffled. Okay, Shell. So let me see. These are a little different. These are actually, it's actually a tarot deck. But I've used this deck before and I haven't used it specifically with the tarot information. Since I'm intuitive, I use my powers of intuition just to sense what the card is trying to say. So maybe I will do a little bit of both. I think that feels correct. So, oh, these cards are nice and bendy. I like that. They're not stiff like some cards. Nice and bendy. So hopefully I can shuffle them properly. Wow. Oh, round is so strange. Oh my goodness. But it feels good. Oh, they're much easier to shuffle, actually. So let me see if a card sticks out or pops out. Sometimes they jump right out of the deck. I had that happen. Like five cards jumped out of the deck the other day. So it looks like, oh, it looks like this card right here is for you, Shell. Okay, so, oh wow, we got the Hierophant. Okay, so this deck has a lot of imagery, and that's often what I sense the meaning from, and I sense your meaning, the meaning for you in this card. So, okay, so what I'm sensing here, and I will read the booklet about the Hierophant too, just so you can know that. But first, I'm going to give you my intuition, my intuitive, what resonates for me intuitively for you, Shell. So that'll be kind of interesting, I think. So I'm looking at, to me, what appears to be several figures. There are women kneeling around what looks to be a masculine figure, but with some feminine characteristics in the forefront. And in the back, there is a man holding up a couple of swords. So I'm feeling like you're being protected. Yeah, this is definitely what I'm feeling. There's a man coming in who okay. Let me see how I can say this gently. There's a man coming into your life who I feel like you might need a little protection from. So just be careful with this person. I feel like he has a lot of women around him. And the card is actually like depicting this very thing. And I don't feel like he's really discriminating when it comes to his partners. I want you to just be careful. I feel like he, this isn't the kind of guy you really want to get deeply involved with. And I know that's not what you want to hear, but this person seems to be pretty close to you. And if you haven't met him already, I think you're going to soon, but you may or may not know him already. But he has some interest in you, and I feel like it's not in your best interest to really get involved with this person too deeply. If you want to just have some fun, that's one thing. But if you want to go deeper, he's not going to be the one. And I feel like you're going to be aware of this. I feel like it's going to be somewhat obvious to you. If you just allow yourself to really see him for who he is. Yeah, it does look like there is protection in the background. And I feel like that is spirit's way of saying you are protected from actually being hurt by this guy, which I like a lot. And so yeah, you've got protection, you're smart, you're gonna see this guy for what he is. And he might come on a little strong to you, but yeah, just know that he's not the one, and he's got way too many other women, and you're not going to be happy with that. So I'm going to say, for now, he's not the one. Let's see what the book says about the Hierophant, because I have not memorized all the tarot meanings. Since what I normally do is oracle cards. And the tarot is something that I've just begun to touch on. And I'm finding it really fascinating. And I especially like this deck because of all the imagery, because it does allow me to kind of tap into my psychic gifts and work that way, which truly works better for me, really better than anything else. Even if I had no other tools, I would totally rely on my intuition because it's very good. And I'm really happy to be able to say that because I wasn't always as sure, but recently, since I've been paying more attention, when you pay attention to it, it gets stronger, right? And so that's what I've been doing. So let me find the Hierophant. Okay. Yeah, so it says a somewhat depressing card. The Hierophant represents the priest, the pope, and a bowing to the authorities of organized religion and cultural law. He demonstrates how custom and tradition can control an individual's life energy. The Hierophant is the lawgiver, the internalized judge or parent, and the prevailing cultural morality. The Torah, the Bible, and the Quran. So that's the official meaning of the Hierophant card. But I don't think it necessarily has to be depressing. I mean, they say overall it can be, but I don't think it has to be. I think it just demonstrates how you sometimes have to be your own authority. And in this case, it makes a lot of sense. You want to practice discernment with who you get involved with, right? So, by using your own inner guidance, you can easily do that. You will be able to sense whether someone is right for you or not. And I mean, we all are here to learn lessons. I was just saying this to someone else, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. We are with people for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And sometimes we're just there to learn a lesson of some sort. And we're not there very long, if at all. And whoever this guy is, maybe there's a lesson for you to learn there. But don't get too mired in the involvement because you do want to listen to your own inner authority and your own inner guidance, instead of what seems to be, maybe maybe someone else's desires that he might want to foist on you, or someone else might look at your situation and say, oh, he looks like a great guy, go out with him. Listen to your own guidance. Don't always listen to everybody else's. That's the feeling that's strongly actually resonating right now within me. It's like you have a tendency to listen to what other people say, sometimes to your detriment, and to sometimes to the effect of negating your own good sense. And that's something that I don't want to see you do. I want to see you really pay attention to your own inner guidance, because that's what's going to guide you the best. And even when I give someone a reading, I can feel it's pertinent, and I can feel it's meaningful, and I can feel it's accurate. But I also want you not just to listen to me or to anyone else, including me. I want you to really tap into your own knowing about the people that you meet and the people who you think about getting involved with, because that's going to tell you more than anything else, honestly. And it's totally fine and wonderful as I sit here on 1-2 Radio, which is, comprised of mostly psychic intuitive. It's totally fine to get guidance. That there's nothing wrong with that, and it's a really good thing to be able to avail yourself of good guidance when you need it. But you always want to really be able to tap into your own and trust that the most, because that's super important. You're the only one who's going to walk this life with you. We all are our greatest and most important directives. And so if you can't listen to yourself, who else can you listen to, right? So I'm going to give you that shell, and I hope that's meaningful for you. So let me know if that resonates, and hopefully it does. And I also want to say, don't worry, because the less you worry about the right person coming in, the quicker they're going to come. So I'll just leave you with that. Okay. So let me go back to the chat and see who else is joining us. I had to do the whole rejoin thing again. All right. Oh, there's a slew of you here. That's great. I love seeing like tons and tons of people in my chat room. This is wonderful. That way I can talk to all of you. Okay. Shell Jay, Shell says, you are so sweet. And Jay says, hi, Shell. Welcome to Lori the Love Sherpa. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm burping. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? I'm just going down, 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 down. All the messages, all the Facebook messages. Okay. Oh, Mariana. Shell has notified us that it is your birthday. Happy birthday, Mariana. I didn't know that. How did you know that? Maybe she's psychic. Shell, are you psychic? Is that how you knew it was Mariana's birthday? Okay, let's see who else is here. Hey, Joni, good to see you here. She says, hello, Lori. Nice to hear you. Hard to believe mid-May. I know, right? I agree. I've enjoyed my no job life. I can understand that. However, it's feeling like something must be coming, attempting to learn my lessons and keep my vibe high. A card from you would be so nice. I would be happy to pull a card for you, Joni. All righty. Pamela. Hey, Pamela. She says, good morning, Lori. And Shell says, yes, certified spiritual psychology practitioner. Say that three times fast if you dare. You're funny. I won't do it right now because I'll probably get tongue-tied. We don't need that on the air. Morgana, may I have a card, please, for my birthday? It is on Friday. Ah, well, happy pre-birthday. And yes, you may have a card. Hey, Edward. He says, blessed morning. Shell says, the word bendy makes me smile. Thank you. I like that word too. It came up yesterday. We were talking about, everyone pretty much who listens to the show knows that in my spare time, well, not in my spare time, I actually make time for it. I pole dance and I do it for fun, not for profit. Although I don't have any objection to that. But it just so happens that right now I'm not doing it for profit. I am doing it just for fun. So the word bendy comes in handy when you're pole dancing. I was talking to someone about being uber flexible, and so we like to call that bendy. So that's where that came from. Excuse me. So yes, I'm glad it makes you smile, makes me laugh. Shell, it's funny. She says, "Don't be gentle." Yeah, I have a hard time sometimes being gentle. I have to really work at it. It's sometimes I can be very gentle. It just depends on my mood. If somebody riles me up, I'm not too gentle. But I try to be gentle with all of you because I love you all. But other people sometimes. Well, let's just say that some people deserve the full brunt of my wrath. And they get it. So there's that. So, okay. Shell, I know who you're speaking of, she says. We are friends and leaving it that way. Awesome. I had a feeling you might already know him. I've already seen him for who he is. We are like siblings. Awesome. That's so great. I'm so glad that card resonated for you because I was definitely a little concerned. I'm like, oh no, there's this dude who's like ready to make a meal of her, and she's like, hopefully we'll see him coming. Okay, good. I'm glad. Okay, Shell says, my love life, depressing, good analogy. Well, I don't know if the card actually meant it that way. I don't think it did. I don't think your love life is depressing. I think it just was talking about the Hierophant card more specifically, which I think some people can interpret as depressing. But like I said, it doesn't have to be. The cards say one thing, but it's how you interpret them that really matters because they can have many meanings. So there's always the basics, which I totally respect, but I know that we are so much more than, just what happens to be written in words on a card or about a card. So yeah, I wouldn't take it too much to heart when it says depressing, Shell. And Shell also says, thank you, I needed that. Listen to my own voice. Yeah, that's so important. I think I've been a person who's always had that ability, and I'm thankful for it. It's just part of my human design also to listen to my own counsel and not really listen to the advice of other people too much. But I realize that not everyone is like that. And I get it. So for those people who might need to be reminded, you can trust your own inner guidance. It's really the best guidance you will ever have. Once you really learn to listen to it and trust it, it's pretty much infallible. The thing is, you have to realize that your intuition and your emotions can go hand in hand, but they also need to be separated sometimes when you're really thinking about what is intuitively true. Some people feel a certain emotion and they let their emotions run away with them, and they misinterpret that as intuition, and it's not always the case. Again, if you're looking at a situation from a place of fear, it makes a big difference what emotions you're feeling and whether or not you should follow what you're feeling. If you're operating from a place of fear, but if you know very steadfastly that what you're feeling is not resistant, it's coming from a place of love, and you know that you're having some emotion around it, then you can follow. You can usually follow that type of emotion. And I hope that makes sense because there is a difference. It's really it's the intention behind the emotion that matters, not just the emotion. Because that's going to give you the most information. When you can fully tap into and realize and ask yourself, hey, is this coming from a place of fear? Am I angry about something? Am I afraid of something? Is this really a place I want to be when I'm making an important decision? Probably not. You probably want to, again, my mouth. Okay. You probably want to shift from a place of fear over to a place of love if you're going to be making decisions, right? That makes sense. We don't make good decisions when we are in a place of fear because we're cut off from our inner knowing. We're cut off from spiritual guidance. You're never cut off from spirit totally because we are, after all, spiritual beings and we can't ever be cut off from that. That is our life force energy flowing within us at all times. However, when we as humans get into resistance about something, that is when we, in effect, quote unquote, cut off the ability to allow the energy to flow and give us the ability to make better decisions and the ability to receive messages and our own intuition, which is basically a message from spirit, right? So you don't want to ever cut that off by being in a place of fear, and even though it's very easy to do. But if you do it, it's okay. You can always shift into a place of love by simply knowing that spirit has you, God has your back, the universe has your back, you are an eternal, infinite spirit, child of God, however you want to look at it. And just know that once you breathe, take a moment, breathe into your heart space, allow it to open, and just drop any resistance that you're feeling about any negative situation that you're experiencing. And just allow yourself to allow the situation, whatever it is, just allow it, let it be there. Say, okay, this is what's happening right now. It's okay. I'm okay. Everything is fine, even though it might not look fine. Just say, this is what it is. I'm not going to have feelings about it either way. I'm going to go neutral. And I'm not going to be in resistance. And once you do that, once you can get into that place of neutrality where you're neither resistant nor, over anxious, because that's resistance too, where you're not trying to push against anything and push it away, where you're just kind of letting it be. Because that's a very non-resistant place to be. And once you're in that place, then the energy of spirit can open things up and shift energy that needs to be shifted so that you can have a better outcome to whatever the situation happens to be, that might appear negative at the moment. So that's how that works. Energy cannot move if you don't allow it to move. It can't. It's very challenging. No matter how much effort you put into something, if you are in resistance and trying to push against something that you don't want, you're just going to get more of it. And it's just going to be harder for you to remove the obstacle. That's just the way it is. I mean, in life, think about it. This is spiritual and this is also physical. I mean, if you're trying to push something that's not budging, and you're pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's still not budging. Like, wouldn't it be better just to kind of let go? Or if you're carrying something really, really heavy and like, you don't really need to do that, You can let it go. You can let it go. You don't have to carry heavy burdens all the time. What's the purpose of that? It's not going to help you. Let it go. Lighten your load and move from that place instead. Because you're not going to get anywhere carrying something super heavy, right? It's you're not going to be able to move. And just like you're not going to be able to move this negative situation, whatever it might be, that it's an immovable object. You can't really move it unless you're making a hell of a lot of effort, and sometimes it's impossible. So what works better is just to kind of let it be, let go, stop pushing against, and let spirit shift some energy for you so that you can finally, from your more awakened, aware, conscious viewpoint, see a solution that might actually work instead of just hammering it over the head and trying to move it out of the way. Because we all know that doesn't work. So it's much better to just be able to kind of set it aside. Say, okay, spirit, if there's anything I need to know, let me know. Anything I need to do, show me what to do. And you literally just ask spirit. You say, I'm letting this go. I'm leaving this up to you. Show me what to do. If there's anything for me to do, or please shift the energy for me. And I'm grateful for that. I usually talk to angels. So I like to thank them in advance for what I'm asking them to do, even if it hasn't already happened. So I will usually say something like, thank you, angels, for showing me the way out of this situation, or whatever is appropriate in the situation that you're in, depending what the situation is. So I hope that's understandable and clear. And I'm going to go back to the chat because I know we have some cards to pull. So let me pull a card for, let's see. I go off on a tangent and then I forget who asked for cards. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Mariana wants a birthday card. And then Joni wants a card. Okay. I'm going to continue pulling from the Mother Peace deck because I like it. Okay. Let's see what we have for Mariana on her birthday. The thing about the tarot, I find is that it does tend to be a little more weighty. Like it does tend to have more weight. So I it has for me, I see why they say depressing, at least for the Hierophant card, because a lot of the tarot can feel, for me, it can sometimes feel ominous. Especially since the images are not super light and airy fairy. The images are on this particular deck are pretty serious looking. And I love them, but they are not, light and fluffy and flowery. They're beautiful artwork, but they are more, they're kind of tribal, I want to say, and they're very earthy. And some of them, it's funny, some of them look like children's drawings, even though I don't think they are. And I don't want to insult the artist because it's beautiful art. But some of them do look very like what a child might draw. And again, like I said, I don't mean that in a bad way, but just they're very simplistic, even though there's a lot of detail to them. So yeah. But they're quite lovely, and I was drawn to them immediately when I worked with them, and I worked with them for the very first time, first and only time actually, at the mediumship training, the medical mediumship training I went to when I studied with Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, and gosh, I learned a whole lot in that training, and that is where I was first exposed to these cards. So thank you, Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, for exposing me to these cards. And I'm going to shuffle one more time just to make sure. Gosh, I'm really loving these cards. They're lovely. And thankfully, my hands aren't sweating, so that's a good thing. Let's see. Let's see if I see anything. Oh, here we go. That's a card for you. Okay, Morianna's birthday card. So we have the Three of Swords for you, Morianna. We're doing the tarot today. And on the card, it has an image of three, it looks like, yeah, three women. And they're dancing around and they're having a good time. And it looks like they're having fun, and yet they're holding swords. So what I'm sensing from this and what it means to me for you right now is that it seems like you're going to be having fun, and you have lots of friends. It seems like you have at least a few good friends, but you have people around you, and they're friendly. I don't know if they're close friends or just. It feels like you have a lot of friends who are not super close. It feels like you have a lot of friends who are acquaintance friends. That's what I like to call them. They're sort of on the periphery, and like you know each other and you get along for the most part. But maybe not super close. And I feel like somebody's talking behind your back. These messages, see, this is what I'm saying. This deck for me feels really like it has some weight to it, because the messages are not always like bright and sunshiny. And that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they're bad. It's actually kind of a good thing to know these things. But I just feel like some people might be talking about you behind your back, and it's not anything you have to worry about. It's just that I want you to be aware. And it does look like there's going to be a celebration of some sort, which would make sense since it is your birthday. But I do feel that this is a celebration. You're going to have many people there. Some of them are not going to have your best interests at heart. Not that they're going to do anything to purposely trying to hurt you, but there might be some like silly gossiping about stupid shit behind your back. So I just want you to be aware of that. You don't have to do anything about it necessarily, but just be aware that I want to say some people are two-faced, that because they are, they can be. So I don't want to like give you negativity, and that's not my aim here, but just be aware. And you've got a lot of other much more positive things going on in your life, and those are the things I actually want you to focus on. So let's see what the Three of Swords has to say about all of this. Okay. Three of Swords. Okay. Yeah, it says emotional drama created by the mind, unfinished business. Okay, so that kind of goes hand in hand with what I just said. It depends. It's emotional drama, but like it says, it is created by the mind. It's only emotionally dramatic if you let it be emotionally dramatic. You don't have to pay these people any mind at all if you don't want to. There could be some unfinished business. Perhaps there's something that you need to discuss with someone. Possibly one of these people who still maybe is holding a grudge against you for some reason. Maybe you just have to have a good talk with someone like that, to clear the air, because I think clearing the air could really be very helpful in this situation. And that's what I'm feeling. Yeah, it's like a matter of clearing the air, and it shouldn't be that difficult. I think this person might be under a misconception, and if you clear that up with them, things will be a lot better. So you don't need to be drawn into emotional drama. It's not necessary. Just be clear with everyone. Say what's true for you. And do it in a non-emotional way, in a very gentle, matter-of-fact, kind way. And that will get you a lot farther than worrying about, what somebody else is getting all up in arms about, because you don't need to take someone's upset on as your responsibility. You just don't. Okay, so I hope that's helpful. And if you want to, you can let me know what you think about that card if it resonates. But I like these cards. I mean, if they're good for when you really want, like, I think a deeper message, you know what I mean? Because so far, that's what it seems like it's been. These messages are pretty significant. They do feel that way. Okay, so Joni would like a card as well. Let's pull Joni's card. Okay. And I want to also add that if anyone else, while I pull these cards, if anyone else feels that the card reading is resonating for you as well as the person who I'm actually pulling it for, then it's also for you. I hope I said that right. That sounded a little convoluted. When I pull a card for someone, it often is for other people as well. It's not always just for the person for whom I'm pulling the card. It often resonates for other people who are listening to the reading. So if that's you, then the card is for you too. So there. I hope that explains it. Okay, you know, this card is just it wants to be read. Okay. So Joni, I'm pulling the Four of Cups for you. Because I was called to. So okay. I feel like you're gonna have some choices. excuse me, the imagery on the card is there are four cups. There are literally four cups with a woman in the middle of the four cups. And it looks like she's approaching one of the cups. And it looks like this one cup might be slightly bigger than the others, but not by much. But she is on a path. She's definitely on a path, and she's walking, and she appears nude on the card. And so what I'm feeling from this is that you're a very authentic person. You don't hide a lot. And you try to really be very honest with everyone. So you're going to have some choices to make, and I want you to be really honest with yourself when you're making these choices. I feel like it would be easy for you to make an easy choice out of convenience or ego, but there's gonna be a choice. I'm feeling there's really gonna be a choice that will cause you to stretch a little bit. And that would actually be the better choice. So if you have some choices, I feel like two of them are just kind of blah, you know, blah, and you're not going to really pay too much attention to them. But the other two are more in the light, and the other two are kind of in the dark. So the darkened ones you're not going to pay attention to, but the two that are in the light, like I said, one's going to feel like it's more convenient and more logical almost, and the other one is going to feel, I think you're going to feel more energized by it, but a little scared, but also excited. So I think honestly, that's the one you should go for. So yeah, so that's what my intuition is telling me. So let's see what the Four of Cups actually has to say. Okay. These are so interesting, aren't they? I love these. Okay, the Four of Cups. I hope everyone else is enjoying this as much as I am. Okay, yeah, cleansing the self of old emotions. That's the yeah, that's what it means, cleansing the self of old emotions. So if there's anything that's emotionally holding you back, just know that it's okay to let that go too. Because if something's not serving you, it's much better if you can, like I said before, just, you know, breathe and allow it to release. Just allow the energy to shift and let go of whatever it is that you might be holding on to. So it also says, it talks about the reversal, but this card It's round, so I'm not sure how it could be reversed. So I probably won't go to the reverse because it's not really resonating for me right now, and I don't think it will for you either. But I'll say it just in case. The reversal says new relationships with new values. So actually, I think there might be something there for you since I was called to say it. A new relationship with new values, and that could be in the form of a job. So actually it does feel like it goes hand in hand with the other things that I was saying, and the card itself, because it does feel like it's going to be a lot of newness for you. So I would go with that. I wouldn't really fight it, and I wouldn't stay with the old boring stuff either, even though it's familiar, because we do have a tend to do that in life sometimes, right? We stay with what's familiar. But frankly, we don't really learn that way. So if you want to grow and learn and expand and honestly, probably be really much happier at the end of it all, at the outcome, I think you'd be better off going with, the new exciting thing rather than the old familiar one. So that's what I've got for you, Joni, and anyone else for whom that may have resonated. So let's see. Where are we? I'm going to go back to the Facebook chat. And yeah, I just feel like this thing about resistance is really pertinent. And I feel like it's the thing that I wanted to really focus on today. When you're feeling resistant, you always have to remember that it really is. Excuse me, I'm burping just to emphasize the point. It really is a moment for you to realize, yes, it's a choice I have to make. It's an opportunity that I'm being given. Do I want to fall back into fear, or do I want to move forward to a more from a more loving space to a more loving space? Both. Because it's your choice. It's always your choice. And some people do choose fear because they don't know any better, and because we're always doing the best we can from our point of consciousness in every moment. And sometimes that feels like the best we can do, and that's okay. You just don't want to stay there forever. When you know better, you do better. And so moving from a place of fear, lack, upset, moving from that place into a place of relaxation, full breath, ease, kindness, love, right? Those are all the characteristics, or some of the characteristics of a loving place, and you want to move from that place because it's just so much. One, it feels better. Two, it's more effective, and ultimately, you're just going to be happier if you're coming from a place of love than if you're stuck in fear. I mean, that's just common sense, really, which isn't always very common. Yes, that's very true. Okay, so let me go back to the Facebook chat and see. Wow. We are almost down to the end of the show. So let me see how you guys are doing. Guys and gals, all of you in here, my lovely people. Ooh, okay, you are keeping busy. I am so happy that you are all here. I'm so grateful for all of you. I always am. And I always want to let you know that it's much more fun when I have people listening and chatting also. It's just much more fun for me. Okay, so Pamela. Oh, Pamela, yes. She says, Lori, I received my dose by Mindhoney. I will let you know how it works for me. Oh, good. Yes, please let me know. I have not taken mine yet, surprisingly enough. But I will very soon, and then my brain will work even better. So, oh, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. He says, Hey Lori. Hey Loria. Are you calling me a lobster. It's a little private joke there. Okay. Thanks for being here, Ryan. I'm happy to see you. Morianna, she says, yes, I'm going out for drinks with a group. Most will be friends of friends. Okay, so then there's probably something to that reading. So have fun. Have a good time. And just be aware. But have a good time most of all, because I don't want to rain on your parade. That's not what I was trying to do. Okay, Ryan, just got approved for the group and I'm not a Facebooker. A question came to me the other day for you. Interested to hear your take on this topic as it's near and dear to my heart. No worries if you can't fit it in or if it doesn't resonate. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to do your question, which I see next week. So if you would put that question in the chat next week, I'd be more than happy to answer it because it's a good question. I can see it about the hero's journey. And I would love to discuss that. But I have like 1 minute left, so I have to defer to doing it next week. But thank you for that, Ryan. I really appreciate it. That's a heck of a question, and I want to address it. Yeah, okay, good, Mariana. She says, thank you. I won't. No one will ruin my birthday. Good. It's an open invitation, so I'm not sure who'll be there. Good for you. I know they won't. And your birthday's gonna be fine. Nobody's gonna ruin it. And I didn't mean to make it sound that way. It's you're gonna have fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Okay. So we'll leave it at that. And Joni, she says, thank you, Lori. That reading does resonate for me and with me, even though choices haven't presented yet. They will. They will. I can see how this goes with your talk today, and I will pay good attention to what comes. Really like this. Awesome. I'm so glad that resonated for you, Joni. I'm so happy that you've all been with here. That's good. Been here with me today. That's what happens when I talk too fast. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I'm always excited to do my show and hang out with all of you lovely people. And I want to invite you back next week. At the same time, same channel, same spot. Here, I have enjoyed being with all of you immensely. So you have been here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye, everybody. Till next week.